This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this big story happens where they think your coach, or your coach Jed, I actually don't know, likes this post about you getting traded. My first question is, how soon did you hear from coach?
I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. I don't really know exactly what that was about. You know, social media is a beast, so it's a lot of people out there that saw it and, you know, wondering what's going on and people reaching out. And yeah, I haven't spoke to him.
Davante Adams, K. Adams. So what have we got? The coach of the Raiders is online and liked a post suggesting that Adams, Davante, may have played his final game for the team. Listen, I mean, maybe that means something. You might tell me, like I'm the gullible one, you might tell me I'm going to wait to find out that it doesn't. But I'd love a coach with a sense of humor for once in my life in this sport. Is there a football coach in the world who has a sense of humor? Because if you did, you would totally like posts like that. You would just, have fun with it. Get people, you know, wondering.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that has anything to do with whether he should have talked to the player by now, but, you know, maybe he doesn't need to have done that.
Well,
he's been hurt, supposedly.
He could, it's possible. How do you like, when you like things on X?
X.
What is the reason for doing it? Like, if people respond to something I've done and they're commenting, I like that. Here, you liked my thing. You interacted with me here. I don't have time to reply to everyone, but thanks. Thank you.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
That's
right. I also will use it to flag things that I want to revisit at some point that I might want to have handy when I'm in here talking with you or for some other purpose to read later or
then
whatever.
You go to the likes
right.
tab or
so
something?
I that way I that's sort of like a little folder. So
that I don't do.
I'm liking it. I haven't even read it yet. What I'm doing is saying, I want this for later. So
you're bookmarking it.
Right. Is it possible that maybe there's a better way to do that, a less conspicuous way to do that? I don't know. But it's possible Antonio Pierce saw that and went like, I want to remember who this person is who said this and find out where they found that out or where they think they're getting that and have a conversation with them and straighten them out. So, like. I don't know. It's possible. Like I would use the website that maybe if I weren't an NFL coach, I wouldn't. I'm just saying. Like I innocently like things that I haven't even really explored yet.
That's good cover.
Right.
I have admitted here. I do not do that.
Yeah,
I don't have a likes. Well, I probably do, but tab or anything. I just no.
So I don't know. It you know, certainly seems reasonable to expect that dude to get traded at this point. I don't know how realistic it is that they can trade him with the contract as it's currently sitting, because it's a big, big number for a team to take on during a season. But maybe they can do something. I don't know. Do you have to do it before the season even begins? Maybe I should call our friend at Spot Track, Mike Janitti, and find out what the parameters are on stuff like that.
There's, of course, going to be a way to do it. I mean, whoever the team is, if the Raiders want to trade him, they will. It shouldn't be impossible to do that. And, you know, are the Bills, is it worth talking about here? Because we've had these conversations about lots of different A-list receivers, and he's that. And right now, I mean, last week it would have been a different conversation.
But yeah, what did I say last week when you brought it up? I want to keep going, but I'm open to revisiting it at some point between now and whatever November, whatever the date is after week 9 of the season.
I guess it's still being determined whether the Bills have, you know, a problem. And I'm not ready to say that they do, but I was also not really optimistic for their receivers going into the season. And 4 games in, Shakir's done a little more than I expected.
Samuel maybe has done a little less, but they're 3-1, and the money would be more challenging for them than other teams, the cap piece of it, but probably still doable. You just, though, like, I think maybe most people would say the same thing, that I'm not sure the Bills really need to do that. There'd be some people who would be like, they absolutely do, and others would say they absolutely don't. But you don't get the whole season to find out before having to act on this. You might only have a couple of days. You know, if they're ready to be done, then you have to decide right now. If you're in the room for him, is this something I need to do right now? Because you only do it if you need to do it. It's, you know, maybe that's not the right attitude, though.
Go get better.
I would be surprised if they felt like they need to do it now. I think the most likely course of action, I don't want to say regardless of how the next few weeks go. Because I don't know. I wouldn't expect a player of Adams' caliber to be moved tomorrow. There's noise about it now, and maybe it'll, if I'm the Raiders, I think I want to take my time and get the best I can get, at least get a feel for what's out there. And maybe as teams aren't feeling the urgency of the deadline creeping in yet, they would start low, I think. And maybe the closer you get to the deadline, the better the Raiders can do, because teams are finding their need to be greater than they thought it was. The Bills could certainly fit into this category. I would say right now they would be like, can we steal him? Can you convert his salary into bonus, and we can take a low cap hit and we'll give you a fifth or something? I can see the Bills being in that sort of posture if they're even interested at all. But a few weeks from now, that could change. So if I'm the Raiders, I think I'm sitting tight for now, even though it might not be the most comfortable situation. I think I want to hold on because the deadline could, I'm not saying should, but I think it could be their friend here. Like, they could make a better deal for themselves the closer we get to the deadline. Bottom line, I'd be shocked if the Bills did this. I'd be shocked. Even with, they could go higher than a fifth round pick and probably be at peace. You know, they have the extra second even, whatever they were willing to do. They could probably do it from that standpoint, like any team could. But they have spent the entire year bracing us, planning for this, you know, everybody eats, which is really everybody snacks so far, approach. And what? They're the considered arguably best team in the NFL through 3 weeks, have a bad night, and be like, yeah, you know what, actually,
right,
we don't need everybody to eat. We really want to go back to the thing that we've been the last few years, which is what you're doing if you're trading for Davante Adams. And like, yeah, you know, whoops. I mean, they can't do that. Brandon Bean can't do that. There was necessity to a lot of what happened at that position for them. You know, I wouldn't include Diggs in that category because that was still their choice, but they probably felt like they were kind of forced by him and the whole situation. So you go through the whole thing, you start well, and then like, oh, well, you know, actually, we should probably... No, there's not... You can't... You can't sell me on that.
I think that's the right point.
I could have done this in May,
sure, and gone into the year with a plan to use this player, some other player, whatever, somebody, and they chose no. So right now, I think they're absolutely a no in my opinion, and I agree with them for right now, still. Even with, you know, Sunday, I wouldn't want to, off one game where you got kind of locked up, just feel like, okay, now it's time to do something. Let it cook here. He's also probably not the only receiver who may get traded between now and the deadline. He might be the most talented. He has the biggest contract, I think, of any of the guys that you know. You talk about Cooper, his contract is super friendly now. DeAndre Hopkins is somewhere in between the two, but it's not what Adams, it's like $30 million or more next year. It's a commitment there that they just got out of and are living with the dead money from the Diggs deal. to see them get right back in that boat now with a 30-plus-year-old receiver, I just can't imagine it. And I'm saying two things here. That's where I think they are, and I'm with them for right now. That could change once we get, and maybe their view will change, but at least my guess at what their view is could change.
I guess I'm not really with them or not with them. It's more just like you laid all this out. Your season's going well enough. You don't have an injury like the Chiefs do. You know, this was the plan. Well, I was reading Sneaky Joe on Curtis Samuel this morning on X. And he's like, Samuel has to be hurt. I'm shortening it. But he's like, he must be hurt. I don't think he's hurt. He hasn't been on the injury report once, right? This happened, this injury was like 7 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing through it. They don't need him to play. If he's injured, he should sit. And they've got half a dozen other guys, you know, that just, you could, he's replaceable. So they're not doing that. And this was the plan mostly. Like, I thought it'd be a little more than Samuel. And, you know, was it going to be down the field? I really didn't expect that, but maybe a couple more touches a week. Okay, but where is that coming from? They're throwing 25 passes a game. And they have their first pick from the draft. They have their first round pick from last year. They have, you know, Shakir outranks Samuel pretty clearly so far. Mm-hmm. And so where are these passes? Who am I taking away from to get Curtis Samuel down the field? And their offense really doesn't run down the field. So, you know, whether it was the plan, this exact sort of small potatoes from him, I doubt they would say yes. But I think it fits within the overall concept of their team. And, you know, I guess it remains to be seen whether it'll work. You know, this is, they haven't had close games, right? Like, that number comes up if one or more of these last three games are competitive into the fourth quarter.
If Miami can get a couple of touchdowns on you, maybe you got to throw it against them. Same with Jacksonville, yeah.
Or on their part last week.
Right.
Like, they couldn't keep the game close enough last week, and it's Trubisky time again, right? So mm-hmm. they haven't had that where it's like, except for Arizona. When really, the Arizona game was more the Cardinals in the fourth quarter needing to score, right? I mean, they had two drives late, and it was really them more than it was the Bills in that game where pressure's on. You know, the Bills were protecting that lead,
right?
And they kind of turtled and kicked the field goal to go up six in that game. It was Arizona, you know, to the end after that. So still early enough where there's a lot that's, I think, unknown. Here's Doug with us. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say real quick, obviously there wasn't too much good to talk about with this game, but I think we were due for a blowout. Been a long time. I actually think it's something we can build on. So I'm kind of being positive about this game than when we got punched in the face all game. I really like this Coleman guy, but the back shoulder passes I thought were very positive, but that's the type of receiver he is. And it's a shame that we couldn't make it work with Diggs and having Coleman too. I really think that we're going to have to find another receiver on the other side because Coleman is what he is. He's a basketball jump type player. He's not going to ever be a Stephon Diggs or a guy that stretches the field all the time. But I still think in the long run, Coleman is better than the Chiefs having Worthy, 165-pound guy. And, you know, the Bills were down both of their linebackers. So I think the Bills are going to figure it out. We're the best team in the division, and we're going to win the division. So we're going to make the playoffs. It's just, it is what it is, you know. I mean, they're going to have to figure it out. We're hurting with who the other receiver is on the other side of Coleman.
Thanks, Doug. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll see maybe now what changes, if anything, with Worthy, with Rice out.
Right.
He plays a very different role, but
right.
I think we might still get some clapback from Xavier Worthy.
I'm not taking a victory lap on that at all. From the Bills' standpoint, the Coleman, you know, that's a win, and that you're stuck with Xavier Worthy. One thought I had on Coleman that I never got out of my mouth yesterday was for him. It's I think he's fortunate that game didn't end up getting closer, because that drop would have been really magnified if it had. Like if the Bills get that to like a one score game, and we're thinking about a drop, you know, late in the second quarter that could have been points in and of itself or led to points. I'm not saying he'd be getting lit on fire, but it wouldn't be great. I mean, that was a dime Allen dropped right in on him, right over coverage, perfectly in stride, 40 yards downfield, and he just dropped it. It was a bad drop.
8 catches. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, he's going okay. He's on the field all the time.
But it's 2 catches a week.
But, yeah. I said it. He's lucky that game wasn't closer. I think he'd be getting a pretty rough ride right now.
Switch to the Sabres at 4. Paul Hamilton will join us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.